Just give me some more.
Right, the JBs. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Rambo, in your brain, give me some more. The JBs. We heard Gimme That Heart Boy by Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band. Gimme That Ding, the Pipkins. Gimme That Banana, Black Gorilla. Gimme, gimme, Miss Mary. Gimme What You Promised, Ruth Wallace. Gimme, Gimme Shock Treatment, the Ramones tune done by the Nutley Brass. Gimme Good Lovin', Crazy Elephant. And Gimme Shelter, Baby, Rick James smashed together. With the Rolling Stones. There you go, all caught up. Ah, yeah, today's show's all greed. It's a nasty thing, man. You need a little bit of greed. It's like anything. You get stuff, it's that nice rush. Humans would have never got out of the cave if we didn't have a little greed. But a little goes a long way. There's something to be said, though, about having a little bit more than what you need. That's a good feeling to have. Not a lot more. Not like a glutton, which was 2 weeks ago. Not like a pig, not like a glutton. Just a little bit more than you need. Maybe you can share a little. But, man. The JBs. That's right, man. Must have took about 10 seconds to write, but those guys were amazing musicians. Okay. You know what it is. Here's something that wraps it all together. The greed and the gimme. Gimme some money. Spinal Tap.
Stop wasting my time. You know what I want. You know what I need. Come right flat out and tell you everything. Give me some money. Give me some money. I'm nobody's fool. I'm nobody's clown. I'm treating you cool. I'm putting you down. Pound notes, loose change, bad checks, anything. Give me some money.
need my change back. I want my dime back now. I want my 10 cents. Give me my money. I want my dime back now. Now I've got a gal that's cross the lane, shakes him like rattlesnake. I've got a gal that's on a hill, she won't do it but a sister will. I want my money back. Give me my change back. I want my dime back now.
intense stuff there. Four hip chicks from Japan. Baby Metal with Gimme Chocolate. Yeah. It's a Toe Tapper and the Head Smasher. Yeah. But before that, we heard the Twang doing ZZ Top's Gimme All Your Lovin'. Moon Mullican with Gimme My Dime Back, Gimme My Money, and Gimme Some Money by Spinal Tap. This is the gimme section, because gimme is probably one of the most primitive words for greed. Just gimme. You're even too, you're too wound up, you're too pent up to say give me. You guys, gimme. Yeah, gimme. Yeah, it's such a guttural, childish thing. Gimme. But a lot of people got that. A lot of people never grow out of that. Zombo right here, you are there. 45 minutes to go. Today is Friday, March the 6th, 2026. Celebrating, and not celebrating, but just kind of giving you the what for. The seven deadly sins. This is number three, greed. And by the time we're done with these seven deadly sins, you know, world's going to be a much better place. That's right. That's right. So this is the hilarious thing. This is how I almost feel we're living in like a Roadrunner cartoon. It's hilarious. So we are, quote unquote, liberating Iran, okay? And we're bombing them to freedom. So the hilarious thing is this. They are painting with black paint, like $10 worth of black paint, like these fighter jets on like a field. Like they look like airfields. But they're painting the outlines of fighter jets. And we're bombing those because all the, you know, all the radar and all stuff. Oh, look at that. There's a target. We're bombing fields of paint. We're painted fighter jets. Oh, man. You can't win, can you? Well, yes, you can. In your own way, you can win. You know? Just kind of look the other way and enjoy your life and don't let the world beat you up too much. Just even for a little bit, because it's going to beat you up. You turn, even though, I think that's why they try and make some of this news so fluffy. Like, you know, the headlines on AOL today is Valerie Bertinelli posing nude says she looks better than when she lost all this weight. I don't know. I don't care. I'm not a Valerie Bertinelli kind of guy, you know. But that maybe they need that kind of distractions, because if it's all like, if you know, really, I don't think humans, it's that Jack Nicholson line. The truth, you can't handle the truth. And probably we can't. We can't. We're given little nuggets of truth. And then they smash it all together with like, well, yeah, all that is just AI. AI came along just in time with this barrage of horrible things, what makes everybody question everything. You're questioning everything. You're questioning what your eyes see, what your ears hear. You're questioning everything. They're really collapsing the idea of like, that is that and that is that. It's like, well, you know, that could be fake. Well, I mean, like those jets they're painting on the ground that we're bombing. Like that. So it's totally amazing when you think about that we came into a whole information, the age of information, and the information is so much, so overwhelming, so contradictory. I mean, it's like remember when TV was three channels? I remember when TV was three channels. You had maybe like a UHF station. Yeah, like three or four choices. There was always something. You always watch something. Even you're like, you know what? You know, this Gunsmoke isn't too bad. I watch Gunsmoke. You know, you were given like three or four choices and you always found something, you know? And the news departments in those stations at that time, news wasn't for profit. News was considered public, a duty to do the news. It wasn't for profit. You know, and now all news is for profit. That's why, you know, you get a barrage. You get entertainment. You get entertainment smashed in with information. So it's like infotainment. And so you don't know exactly, you know, what nuggets of truth are in all of this. And a lot of times you just look at some, and some people believe what they like to believe. They're given this whole giant, you know, 45 million stations to listen to of TV. Like TV was three things. You always found something on the three. And now there is like, you can't even say how many stations there are. There's like stations. Oh, what's that station? Oh, that's that channel there. That's all Hot Wheels cars. Hot Wheels cars. Yeah, it's a Hot Wheels car channel. Hot Wheels car channel. Yeah, yeah. All day long, they show Hot Wheels going around the track. Then one of the shows where they auction off these really expensive Hot Wheels. But then they take you to the Hot Wheels factory. It's just a Hot Wheels network. There's a. And you go, wow. I'm just trying to find Gunsmoke. All of this glut of information just being fire hosed into your brain. And you have to really try and sort out, you know, what you think is true and what you think is false. And by the time you try and figure that out, it's all, you know, you're on to the next thing. That's the next barrage. So, yeah, there's some people just shut it all off. You know, they think ignorance is bliss. You got to balance things out. You know, you try and like, you know, I don't know what to do. You can do what you want. I don't care. Hey, anyhow, the future, secure the future of your children. Would you put your kid on a three-year-old on a windowsill? They're asking a question again. I put your three-year-old on a windowsill because obviously, if you're giving me charge of your child, you obviously don't care for his well-being because I would put that kid right on a windowsill just to see what would happen, you know? And then it said, would you set them near a lit fireplace or the deep end of a pool? Hell to the yeah! And if he survives, makes him a better kid. Man, how's our kid doing? Oh, man, kids now, man, this is crazy. They can't even walk. They can't even walk from the bus to their home, which is like up the street. I mean, who's preying on all these kids? I don't see anything because the bus has to go right up to the street. And then at the end of their street is their parent and or legal guardian waiting for them to walk them up their driveway. I mean, is the world that dangerous? Nobody's out. I don't think anybody's out to get your stupid kids. You know, kidnapping a kid is like taking somebody's, you know, mail and paying their bills. That's just my opinion. But man, these people are just like, just so. So needless to say, I put your kid in the deep end of the pool. Yeah, build character. What do you got here? All right. So would you put your kid in a car seat that's not correct? Well, it says you shouldn't. But honestly, they say car crashes are the leading killer of children from 1 to 13. Damn. I thought it was school shootings. I don't know. It's giving them a run for their money. I don't know, man. These car seats, incorrect car seats. Who puts a 13-year-old in the car seat? I don't know. Needless to say. I don't know. Luckily, I don't have children. I just don't like that. I just don't want to go down that road. I'd rather play my goofy songs on the radio and yell at you than worry about like, oh my God, is someone going to kidnap my kid? Is someone going to take my kid? Oh no, I'm going to play these dumb songs and yell at you. I think life's a little more fun that way for me. If all I got to do is worry about, and you put all that investment in that kid too, you know, years and years. This guy, I was getting an Uber ride. And the guy's going, oh, my God, my kid's my life. My kid's my life. I do everything. I love my kid. How old's your kid? Well, now my kid is like is old. He's like 19 years old. And we just do whatever. I took him to see Elvis. I took him to see, I mean, like the Graceland. I have a great time with my kid. And my kid comes before my girlfriend. Whatever, dude. Don't think anything weird. But it was amazing. The guy has that much, puts that much energy and that much of his life into his kid. It's astounding. I can't find that in myself. I can't find that. But man, obviously the guy's a good dad. Obviously he wouldn't put his kid on a windowsill. No. But man, it's that strange thing of like, you know, maybe that's why people freak out so much. You know, it's like you put 18 years into a kid. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, there's a school shooting today. I think really when kids graduate from high school, they should be given a congratulations that they didn't get shot. That'd be great. Congratulations. Yeah, you made it through school and you didn't get shot. I haven't seen any more school shootings lately, which is kind of nice. A little break from that. Right now, it's just more just death and destruction all over the joint. Man, remember the good old days? Remember the good old days? Woof. Man. What a crazy world. What a crazy world, man. But I wouldn't. I guess I would have it. I would say I wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. Too many mean people in this world. They really are. Just mean. Even when they win, they're angry. You ever notice these people that you know, they've got, they get everything and they never stop being mean and angry. You won this game. You know, you've got the presidency, you got both houses, you've got the courts, you've got the whole government, and you're still angry. You're still mad. You're still angry and mad, and you won everything. Oh, well, midterms are coming up. You better enjoy what you got, because I think you guys are going to get a solid sarbusin. I really do think that it's either that or it's really game over. And I think most Americans are figuring that out. We got to get these midterms because, man, are we in trouble. But I think things are going to be better by the time I'm done with these seven deadly sins, which is probably going to be another 6 to 8 weeks, depending. I'll have Steel City Con coming up in April, and I'll be hosting that. And I got a couple other things. But Gimme! We're back to the Gimme by the Etz. Zombo in your brain, WRCT. Look at that. Oh my God, I got a half hour to go. Gimme. That's Gimme by the Etz. Case in point, once again, I am just propagating more stuff. Obviously, the thing with the painted on the ground Iranian jets is fake. Or is it fake? Or is it not fake? I don't know, but it's all over the place. And now I believe it. I don't know. You just don't know because you got somebody like saying, yeah, this is definitely wrong. This is definitely right. And then you just kind of like, wow. It sounds like I see a picture, but yeah, I'm wrong. It's not that big of a deal. I don't live there. It's not my big of a deal. It's only my tax money blowing up other stuff. You don't even know what to believe. They say, oh, we bombed the girls' school. I don't know. Did they? I don't know. You don't know. It's all of this mishmash they throw at you. So many facts. So many. You could see pictures. And you look at the pictures and go, that picture looks really good. And you try and like zero in to go, oh, I think that might be AI. Or I think that might be Photoshop because that sounds interesting. It sounds like it could be true. But if it's wrong, it's wrong. You know? If it didn't happen, that's fine too. You know? I don't know. There's no, it just proves the point. You're hit with a fire hose. You're hit with a fire hose of information. And you really are lost. You're lost in all of the information. So I'd like to thank listener who called me out on this. Thanks for the heads up. Because once again, it proves that I, you know, also fall victim to these kind of things. You know, who knows what the things I say, you know. Who knows, there's things I think I believe. You know, it's funny because the people that always check themselves and say, you know, I could be wrong. Yeah, I could be wrong. Those people are usually a little bit more right than the people that are always right. The people that say, I am always right. I'm always right. People that never apologize, even if it's in their face, you know, that they're wrong. But I have no problem saying, you know, I made a mistake. I have no problem saying, well, I said that. That might not be true. This is not a factual radio show. I try to be insightful, and I try and be as truthful as I think I can be. But you always fall victim. You always put your hand in the trap whenever you open your mouth. It's a dangerous thing being on this side of the radio. It really is. You know, there's a certain responsibility here, and I try my best to be as forthright, honest, and profound as possible. But if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I don't care. I apologize all the time. It's part of being a human being. I think more human beings should be like that. Hey, I think I might have been wrong on that. Like I cut somebody off in traffic. I kind of feel bad about it the whole day long, unless they have a bumper sticker I didn't like. But I feel good about it. I'm crazy like that. Gimme!
Give me for you, God, give me. been slipping, I've been tripping up on heaps of love, baby. Do you know what I mean? Been devoted, so misquoted. Let's get the record straight. I need your loving machine.
Game.
Got about 10 minutes to go. Yeah. Give me more. And that is Alex Padu. And it's from an album called The Golden Age of Danish Pornography. So it's actually porn music from the 70s. Give me more. We heard Anne Margaret. Anne Margrock with Gimme Love. We heard Nina Simone. Gimme Some. We heard Os Haxians with Gimme. And started off with The Etz with Gimme. Yeah, Zombo right here in your brain. And remember, this show is for entertainment purposes only. I am not a new. I am not a real news source. I'm not. I'm just a dude here, just a dude hanging out with you guys. Inner Circle. If you like it, that's cool. You know, if you don't, that's okay too. There's other places to go. I don't expect anybody to like everything. It may, you know, if everybody's the same and they like that, too many people start listening, and it gets to be a guy. I don't know. Then I get a little edgy. You know, if I know people are paying attention. It's just me and you hanging out. That's it. I'd be liking that. You know, and play some fun music. Get ridiculous for a while. But, you know, that's about it. I'll give you some PSAs. I'll tell you about some shows. Whew. And who knows when this is going to end. You never know when the radio station's going to go out or when somebody's going to say, you know what, I think we're done here. But it's good. Doing radio for about 30 years. And it's all right. I'm going to do as long as I can. I give you that. But, you know, not everything lasts forever. You know, I do these comics. I do a lot of cool stuff. I do a lot, but nothing lasts forever. I'm in the polka me. I play polka music. I think it's fun. You know, I host the Steel City Con. That's fun. I host the Night of Living Dead weekends. That's fun. But nothing lasts forever. If it did, man, I can't imagine doing this for 10,000 years. Like, hey, Zombo in your brain. We're at year 10,003 of this, and I've officially run out of music, and I came up with, and my brain is dry. Yeah. Hopefully we won't get to that. But like I'm saying, we're going to hang out and enjoy things while we got it. That's what life is, man. Life is the now. Tomorrow's gone. No, tomorrow's not here. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow ain't here. Whatever. And there was this like philosophy dude said, like, yesterday is dead and tomorrow's not born yet. So today is the day of, you know, you are alive today. Unless you just happen to die while I'm saying these words, and then I'm very sorry. You have my condolences. All right. So we're going to wind down today's show, which was Greed. And I'd like to thank you guys for hanging out and enjoying the nonsense. But, yeah, folks, take the show seriously. Here, you're dumber than I thought. It's just a snake oil salesman here having at it with you. It's all fake. It is all fake. Yep. If you believe someone doing this voice is a voice of reason and the true and a true voice of reason and sanity, I'm good on you. I do throw a little bit of good stuff in there. Gimme Danger, Iggy Pop. In your brain.
It's just a little bit of something. I saw I love you by. Well, I'm gonna see my baby tomorrow night. Well, I'm gonna see my baby.
Nice rocker there. Please give me something. The Polecats. Before that, we heard Iggy Pop and the Stooges with Gimme Danger. Today's show is all about greed. A lot of these songs, that whole last section, all songs with Gimme in the title, because I think Gimme is the strongest greed word out there, man. Once again, this is Zombo in your brain. You listen to WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh. And remember, the show is nothing but Dr. Demento meets Andy Kaufman meets Wolfman Jack. It's all fake, but it's in your brain. Oh, man, love the Polecats. Gonna wind things down. Wind things down with Los Straitjackets. Gimme. Yeah, there we go. I guess that was live. Needless to say, wind things down. Last tune of the day. Gimme Some Kind of Sign. Originally done by, I think, chairman of the board. I don't know. But here's Los Straitjackets version. Oh, WRCT Zombo in your brain. Remaining in your brain. You're at. Stay safe. And enjoy whatever life send your way. Remember, I'm in your brain.
Ven a mí y enséñamelo ya. Dame una seña, oh mi nena, y dime que me amas, oh yeah. Dame una seña, oh mi nena, y dime que me amas, all right.
Si tú me quieres, dime una cosa.
You've been listening to Zombo in Your Brain. WRCT in the Pittsburgh, as always, I remain in your brain.
Because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.